It's Friday, November 10th, AD 2017. This is the Worldview in 5 minutes. I'm Adam McManus. Chinese Christian human rights lawyer Gao Zhenjing has been missing following his rearrest by state officers after he escaped house arrest in August, reports International Christian Concern. After two of Zhenjing's friends helped him escape, the Chinese authorities captured and tortured both of them, cruelly blinding one of them. Please pray for Zhenjing as he has already suffered torture and years of imprisonment for his human rights work, and his treatment is expected to only get worse. Psalm 20, verse 1 says, "May the Lord answer you in the day of trouble. May the name of the God of Jacob defend you." Meanwhile, President Donald Trump visited Beijing yesterday on a state visit. Trump met with Chinese President Xi Jinping. Both agreed to work together for the denuclearization of North Korea. The two leaders also reportedly signed a $250 billion trade deal. Trump was welcomed warmly and praised President Jinping. No mention, though, of China's persecution of Christians. Over the last century, the Orthodox Christian population around the world has more than doubled, but has only decreased as a percentage of the Christian population worldwide, from 20% in 1910 to 12% in 2010, according to Pew Research. Meanwhile, Protestants and Catholics have grown in percentage, and while Orthodox Christians are still located primarily in Europe, 77% currently, Protestants and Catholics have expanded enormously beyond the continent. As of 2013, 48.9% of New Zealand's population identified with Christianity, down from 55.6% in 2006. In October, the country swore in its 40th prime minister, 37-year-old agnostic Jacinda Ardern, the youngest woman to lead the country. Ardern did not place her hand on the Bible, nor say, "So help me God," in the ceremony. And just recently, the new Speaker of the House adapted the prayer at the beginning of every session to no longer include the phrase, quote, "through Jesus Christ our Lord," end quote, at the end. Proverbs 3, 5 through 7 instructs, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart. In all your ways acknowledge Him. Do not be wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil." A former abortionist testified in front of a congressional committee last week on a bill to ban abortions at 6 weeks of pregnancy. Dr. Kathy Altman shared how she used to murder babies but became a pro-life OBGYN. Altman said the unborn should be considered as persons.
"We know from a scientific standpoint that the baby in the womb is a human being and not just a blob of tissue. Birth changes nothing but the baby's environment. What justification do we have to deny them personhood and human rights until after their birth?"
Altman described her previous practices as mass murder.
"I love to meet adults that I have delivered, but it's always bittersweet because I'm reminded of all the people I will never meet because I aborted them. It also reminds me that I am a mass murderer."
Altman also condemned our culture of death.
"We have moved farther away from the idea that life is precious and closer to the utilitarian attitudes that destroyed so many lives during the last century. More and more, we are embracing a culture of death that only values the strong and healthy."
Alabama Republican nominee for U.S. Senate Roy Moore denied a recent claim of sexual misconduct by an Alabama woman named Lee Korfman. Korfman told the Washington Post the incident occurred in 1979 when she was 14. The Moore campaign called the allegation, quote, "a desperate political attack by the National Democrat Party and the Washington Post on this campaign," end quote. Moore said, quote, "we are in the midst of a spiritual battle with those who want to silence our message," end quote. U.S. Senate Republicans revealed a tax plan yesterday with key differences from the House of Representatives' version. Senators proposed 7 tax brackets, eliminating state and local deductions for individuals and cutting the corporate tax to 20% in 2019. Also, Republican House leadership restored the adoption tax credit to their plan after pro-life groups protested its removal. Following the largest church shooting in American history, stay tuned to hear the unique perspective of the pastor from another small Texan church. He'll share his thoughts on security measures as well as offer his best theological answers to this troubling tragedy. It's all coming up after today's newscast in my Worldview special report. And finally, over $1.3 million has been raised through GoFundMe for the victims of Sunday's church shooting in Sutherland Springs, Texas. Most of the funds have been raised for the Holcomb family, who lost several generations of family members in the shooting, including Brian Holcomb, who was the guest pastor. Brian's father, Joe Holcomb, said, quote, "God will see us through. We'll all be together soon," end quote. And that's the Worldview in 5 minutes on this Friday, November 10th, in the year of our Lord, 2017. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ. Time now for a Worldview special report. I'm Adam McManus. In light of the shooting at First Baptist Church in Sutherland Springs, Texas, this past Sunday, which took the lives of 27 and injured 20, Pastor Brett Becker of Quest Church in New Braunfels, Texas, which averages 60 attendees, had a unique take.
Being a new church start from day one, a year and a half ago, we had plans in place for security measures, different things to protect our kids as well as the adults too. When I have responsible, mature Christians that I know have a concealed carry permit, I definitely encourage them to carry for the prevention of this exact kind of situation.
Pastor Becker told the Worldview that the notion of preparedness comes directly from a fuller understanding of the Sixth Commandment.
I'm a huge fan of the Westminster Shorter Catechism in regard to the Sixth Commandment, to not murder. It asks the question, what is required in the Sixth Commandment? The answer, the Sixth Commandment requireth all lawful endeavors to preserve our own life and the life of others. So I think equipping our people to handle emergency situations, including those who would intend great evil, is a wise thing to prepare for.
Pastor Becker cited two of his favorite theologians as he attempted to theologically explain to the Worldview the abhorrent violation of the sacred space of the House of God in Sutherland Springs, Texas.
My favorite theologian, R.C. Sproul, says that while evil is a problem for the Christian, it's a greater problem for the atheists, because how can you describe evil without making some type of reference to good and to God? We struggle with the presence of evil in the universe of a God who is all-powerful and all-good. Sometimes we don't have all the answers in this life. The great preacher C.H. Spurgeon said in issues like this, when we cannot trace God's hand, we are simply to trust his heart. It's a matter of trust and faith. We'll get a fuller understanding of evil and how that interacts with God's sovereignty on the other side in heaven.
Psalm 34:18 says, "The Lord is close to the brokenhearted." May God Almighty be the rock for the victims and the families of the Sutherland Springs shooting. This has been a Worldview special report. I'm Adam McManus. What kind of worldview do your children get? The vast majority of teens from Christian families are abandoning a biblical worldview, according to the Barna Group. Sadly, many parents do not realize that the curriculum they have chosen for their children actually conveys the wrong worldview of history, science, life's purpose, and truth. Pass on the faith to your children with a distinctively Christian education. Check out our Christian discipleship curriculum at theworldview.com/curriculum. That's theworldview.com/curriculum.